My prayer in this last study is that you will choose this day to be part of the new heavens and the new earth. This is something that has been offered to us by God the Father through His Son, that we'll be able to live with them in heaven throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity future. I so look forward to that. I want to be there, and I hope you do too. So this is the final 28th study in this series, Choose This Day. And a new heaven and a new earth is promised us in the Bible. Is this part of the inheritance that we get? Notice what the notes say in the link that's found in the description of this video. We're going to be able to see that in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 1 through 2, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth, which is what we're on now, were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I want to be able to see that holy city coming down. I want to be in that holy city coming down. Just the other day, I was at a Bible study, and one of the ladies there, she said, "The Bible says no more sea. Does that mean there won't be any waters like there are today?" I think there will be waters, certainly waters that we'll be able to drink and enjoy, not waters that are polluted as they are today. But what I think is being said there, if you were to take the symbolism and apply it, the Bible makes it clear John was on the island of Patmos. He had been sent there, punished for his faith. And as a result of being there every day and seeing nothing but water on every side of the island, he was able to say, there will be no more of this kind of persecuting activity. There will be no more sea like what I'm going through right now. That's how I lean to understand that section. You can toy with it if you'd like to, but that's my idea and understanding of it. So now Psalm 37 verse 11 says, "The meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace." Well, Jesus took that verse, and he said in Matthew 5, verse 5, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Jesus made it clear that the meek, the humble, those that are not proud, will be able to inherit the earth. If we accept the character as our own character, that of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will be like Him, and He was in the image of His Father. So we will be like God and like His Son in character. We will love righteousness and hate iniquity. We will want to be kind and loving. That's the place that we're looking for. That's what's described as we read in Revelation 21, verses 10 through 11. "He carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain, and He showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal." So the city is described through verse 27 as you continue to read, but we'll understand that that city is going to be a holy place. It's called Holy Jerusalem. There will be no more evil in this world. There will be no more sin in the universe. In fact, even the animals will be kind. Notice what it says in Isaiah 65, verse 25. "The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock. And dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord." So notice, it doesn't say the wolf will feed on the lamb, but it says that the lion and the lamb, or the wolf and the lamb, will all feed together. And so even the animals will be vegetarian in heaven. I plan to be there, and I want to eat from the tree of life, and I want to be able to enjoy time with those that I love, especially the Father and His Son. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13 says, "Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness." That's what I'm talking about. "Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that you may be found of Him in peace, without spot, and blameless." So God is calling us to live as His Son on this earth. We can't do that by ourselves. We must become dead that He may live. As He lives within us, that is His righteousness being expressed in our lives. It is the faith of Christ that is lived out again in our experiences. That's what I want, and I hope for you the same. Psalm 37, verse 29 says, "The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever." That's what I'm hoping for, is a life that is representative of God the Father through His Son, Jesus Christ, blessed by the ministration of angels and able to minister to others who are on this world around with me. So I am thankful that God has given us the ability to learn a little bit more about what His plans are for us in the final 28th fundamental principle from 1889, which says that we believe that the new heavens and a new earth shall spring by the power of God from the ashes of the old, and this renewed earth with the new Jerusalem for its metropolis and capital shall be the eternal inheritance of the saints, the place where the righteous shall evermore dwell, according to 2 Peter 3, Psalm 37, Matthew 5, and other scriptures. And I wish that you will share this as far and as wide as possible so others can know the faith of the old paths, some things that were known years ago that are solid, biblical, understood from the scriptures, putting here a little and there a little together, line upon line. And we want to be able to know more about God. So let's continue to study. Let's continue to pray. Share this on social media. Share it with your friends and your family. And please pray for this ministry. I want to do what God wants me to do as far and as wide as possible. If you can financially support, that would be a blessing as well. Thank you for visiting Revelation with Daniel, and continue to lead your life in concert with Christ as He lives out His life within you. God bless you.